This is Robert.
Robert, how's it going? This is John over at Local Splash, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. So I got over to talk with a bunch of people here regarding on this account for your Google Guaranteed listing. Mm-hmm. So on our part, we're showing that it's, you know, no license required and everything like that. And then because it's for one, like, vertical on there, through its state and Google guidelines, where if it happens like that, and this is very rare cases, it will ask for a license on there. Now, I know you mentioned that you didn't have a license for home inspectors, obviously, because you're not a home inspector. It just fell into that category on that. Does your business have a license in general, though? Or talk to me about this, because I want to make sure I help you here.
What do you mean a license?
We have business licenses. We don't have a specific home inspections license. Now,
right.
I have
okay.
general liability insurance to cover everything I do, and we're okay. licensed in the city where we're located. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Now, so the business license is there, because here's my thing. I literally talked to this with the team about this. So for your vertical, you're pretty much doing with specific, like, mold remediation, things like that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it has specific categories in your area for three different categories on this. Obviously, that one is showing for a license on that. Do you have license to do, excuse me, because the other one we all suggest on this one is best fit for you is for water damage. And that goes even for more key things that you actually do, right? Mold remediation, mold repair, things like that. I'm going to pull this up right now as I'm talking to you. So let me do this right now. Give me just a second here. Okay, mold inspection, mold removal as well is in there on top of that.
Okay.
Now, this one may require still a license for that, though. Would that still pass?
There's not a license for that.
Oh, I see.
In the state of Alabama, now, because I came from that industry. I worked for several they're called restoration companies is what they're called. And there's no specific state license you have to carry for water damage remediation or mitigation. Now, some guys carry an optional, what's called IICRC certification, but it's not a license. It's just a certification. It's kind of like, you know, you can say, I've been to school for this. But it's not a requirement in the state of Alabama to have that to do water restoration.
That's crazy weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know why this is. It's because it's Google. I'm just going to be real.
Yeah.
Google tries to make
both.
Shit
yeah.
as complicated as they can. Excuse my language, but they do.
Yeah, you're okay. You're okay. Man. You know, I'm trying to figure out ways to save you money in better ways, too, you know? So you have certification, but just not a license for it, and Google's asking for a license for it. Obviously, this is getting complicated here.
They're asking for a license for water damage as well?
Yeah, they would ask for that one.
Are they talking about a specific license for water damage, or are they just talking about a business license?
I believe it's for
because
the business license.
When guys say, you know, because when I see advertisements say, you know, licensed and insured, well, licensed and insured just means I've got a business license to operate a business in the state of Alabama, and I'm insured by general liability insurance.
Right.
Because, like I said, I was in restoration for over 10 years, and I worked for the largest company in the country, Serpro. And we had guys on staff that were IICRC certified, which is, you know, the schooling that we go to that, and I was at one time, I was IICRC certified for years, but I let it go when I got out of that industry. I quit doing water damage, so I let it go because there was no point spending $300 a year on continuing education on something that I wasn't even using. But, you know, because, and I mean, if we say I'm certified or licensed and then they come back and say, well, let's see that, it's not current. I mean, I still carry, I'm still in the system, but I'm not current. Like, it doesn't show a current IICRC certification for water damage. I mean, that certification is not hard to get. I mean, it's a matter of going to about 40 hours of classes and taking a test. I mean, I could probably pass that test with my eyes closed.
Right, I bet, yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is, you know. So let me ask you this. What is it going to affect me tremendously if we just do away with the Google guarantee and just go with the 199 unlimited leads and the Google optimization and the website and let you guys handle that for me? Because I don't really care about being Google guaranteed. It really doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I mean, some people frown upon that because they think they're like, oh, this is just a paid for thing. You know, they didn't earn this. They just pay for it. You know, so, I mean, if we just did away with that and refunded the 250 and just went with the other and just let it go, you know, I'm fine with that. I don't have to have the Google guarantee. It doesn't really matter to me. As long as my company is first page on Maps and first page on Google, that's all I really care about.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, be honest with you.
All right. So being real with you on this one, that $199 package, like the reason why I was able to get it so low is because it's bundled, right? We could keep that one. You could even get rid of it later and it'll still be there because if you keep the Google guaranteed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how impressive Google guarantee really is. Honestly.
Okay.
It's different than like an actual ad, like a Google ad, because ads are bold and people and not just people, me included. I'm going to be, just to be real with you, I scroll right through an ad. I never look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. So, and that's just me. I'm not, you know, so I'm just, at least I can be honest with you on that, you know?
Like, when I go look for something on Google, if I see ad above it or sponsored, I just go right down to the next one.
Right.
So, with the Google guarantee, alright, so, I hate to keep changing stuff on y'all because I don't feel like I'm being complicated. Let's try this. Can you research, dryer vent cleaning, dryer vent replacement, dryer vent installation, and see what you get with that? I'm thinking that's going to fall under HVAC2, but it may not. Because we can do Google guarantee on that and then do the $199 thing on everything else.
Okay, let me see here.
Like I said, I mean, for a license, I'm thinking they're just in some of these cases, and it could be that in some states it does require a state license to do water mitigation. I don't know. But I know in the state of Alabama, as far as I know, and I've been in the industry for over 15 years, I've never heard of having to get a specific state license to do water. I mean, I know a carpet cleaner here locally that does water mitigation too. So, I mean, there's nothing scientific to it. It's putting dehumidifiers and air movers into a home that's wet and sucking water out. That's it.
Right. Here's the thing, man. If I put it under HVAC again, I'm telling you right now that, like, it's not the stuff that you're really the vertical is so off that it's not anything that you're doing more mediation or anything in there. You know what I'm saying? So if you're looking to get those specific customers, which I highly suggest, right, then I would stick with going with water damage because at least you have more of more subcategories in there that you actually do. Does that make sense?
And you're right, because 90% of the time mold in a home is a result of a water damage. 90% of the time, because you have to have moisture for mold to grow. And if there was no water intrusion into the home, you're not going to have mold. So that's fine. Let's go with the water damage and see if that flies and if, I mean, hell, I'll argue with Google. I'm good at arguing with people. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you a story. When I started my duck cleaning business, I had no idea that there was a requirement that you carry a state license for HVAC to clean ducks. So when I found that out, I went to the state board of HVAC for Alabama in Montgomery, which is our capital, to their board meeting, and they allowed me minutes, and I said, okay, this is what I do. This is what you're telling me. I said, okay, let me pose you a couple of examples as to why your theory is flawed. And they're like, well, go ahead. And I was like, okay, so you're telling me that I got to carry a state license and go to school to work on air conditioning systems when I don't touch them. All I touch is the ductwork connected to them. So my example would be, if I took my car to a car detail shop, am I going to require that car detailer to be an ASD certified mechanic? Or if I call a lady or a man or whoever to come clean my home, am I going to require that person to be a certified home builder? And every one of them were speechless. They're like, well, you've got a point. I said, exactly. She said, well, let us come back to our next meeting and I have an exemption letter for the state of Alabama to clean ducks without a license for HVAC, but it's not going to work for Google. We give that to Google, Google's going to say, we don't care, you know, because it's kind of unfair to the companies who do HVAC service work and duct cleaning. Like I said, I'll argue with Google all day long. I don't really care. But if you feel like water damage will work, let's go with water damage and let's see, you know, see where we get, you know, because everything I do can be related to water damage. Everything. Duct cleaning, dry vent cleaning, crawl space encapsulation, vapor barrier, mold work, air sanitizing, home sanitization. Every one of those things is a process of a result of a water damage. So technically, I mean, I can do water damages. I just don't have the equipment, and I've got friends who have it. So if I get somebody who's got a house that's flooded, then I can go get it up. That ain't no good deal. But, you know, I don't generally do that. But, I mean, and if I get one, I've got people I can give it to. So if somebody calls me and says, hey, I got a flooded basement, I can call my buddy and say, hey, I got this customer flooded basement. I'm going to send them your way, and they'll call them, and they'll go handle that part of it, and I'll do the mold part.
Oh, beautiful. So, yeah, so you got connections.
I
got another option here for you as well. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because just in case if it doesn't go through, I want to make sure I don't waste your time saying, all right, let's give it a shot, and then it doesn't improve, then we've got to come back and try to reformulate a plan here. So let's say it doesn't go through. I'm going to make sure before we process through, I want to talk to our team, make sure that can even happen, right? Let's say worst case scenario, it does not. What if I would suggest then is doing the unlimited plan, you know, when it talks about getting unlimited calls, unlimited jobs, blah, 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 right? That $199 package, that one's to get that Google Business Profile up and, you know, have those local directories. But it takes a while from there without the Google guarantee. So my suggestion would be instead of having the Google guarantee, we put that towards actual ads, and not ads, but far as Facebook, social media. We have your team behind you as well too. That way it can move quicker to get you up to that first page of Google, and it's actually more worth it for you if you're just doing that regular bundle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're saying just take the $250 and apply it to the part of it where you place Facebook, social media ads and things like that.
Correct, yeah. And that one monthly, and I'll give you a little at the Finlay discounted rate for that one is at $249 month to month, all right? And that's still way less than $599 a month. Of course, no setup fee on top of that or anything like that as well, too, just because I know you've been through the ringer on this whole thing, man, so you're very, very patient. But I would suggest that route just because at this point, if they have issues with that license, at least you won't have that issue with that one. You know, with being a local map section, you get in, and it's not showing as an ad, and it's target marketing. So if you don't capture them through the listings of directories or on the local map section, if they go on the social media like Facebook, your ads will then begin to appear on their feed with a click to call you directly.
Yeah, I had that with Town Square when I first started.
Okay.
The retargeting stuff, where if they went to my site, my ads followed them for like 30 days or
so. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And in, yeah. How did that work out for you that with them on that part or no?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Originally, when I started with Town Square for the first year or so, it was great. But then something happened. What they did is they changed from individual account managers to what they call their concierge team. And they suck. All of them. Like, I'm not trying to knock people, but they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I got to run around about everything I tried to do with them. And put it this way, I've been back with them now for 3 months, okay? And that, I don't do the social media or the retargeting anymore. No, I don't do the retargeting. I just do the SEO, and they host my website and do updates. In the 4 months that I've been back with them, I've gotten three form submissions from my website. And before, when I was with them, I was getting anywhere from 13 to 50 a month. So when they change, you're in the industry. Town Square is one of the larger media marketing companies out there.
We know of them.
You're just a freaking number to them. I'm gonna be real with you. And if you're only paying them $30 a month, you're not even a number at that point. You're just some guy that we host their website.
And that's unfortunate too. Every customer counts. Yeah. You know, everyone doesn't matter. Yeah. So.
And that's what I told them last time I talked to them. I'm like, look, you know, I told you when I signed up for this that $30 a month was ridiculous, but you know, if you say you're going to do these things, I'll give you a shot. Well, I've given them 3 months and I'm done with it. And so, just happenstance that you called me, because I had been looking and just you called me just by happenstance that you called me right when I was getting ready to do something. If you want to run the water restoration up the flagpole, see what happens.
Okay.
If it's not going to work, then, you know, I guess we can go that other route. But with the other route, there's no, like, guaranteed leads, like with Google Guarantee. There's not like, hey, we're going to make sure we get you this amount per month or whatever. It's just whoever calls and whoever visits my site.
Yeah, so that's the last option. And as you're talking to, everyone's like, you know, being very responsive in this situation because they want to take care of you as well, man. So when it comes to for the option we first came up with, the water damage, right, would be the vertical. And it seems like it does not require that license then. But here's the thing. Because it's not all of those subcategories that you'll be using, we can tailor it to you, right? So what that means is, here, let me pull it back up right now. Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. I want to pull this right up. Water. Okay. So for the water damage, there's other stuff that's in there, like plumbing, pest control. Pest control is in there. That's weird. Okay. Roofing, remodeling, sewage cleanup, and there's other, right? So in the other, we can add subcategories in there as well. There's water damage cleanup repair as well. Of course, your mold removal, mold inspection. But because you're not using all of them, because there's even painting on there, right? Obviously, you don't do painting. Because of that, you may not have that strong volume as we want it to be, right? But the good news about that, though, is that means you're not going to be paying that full amount monthly for let's say if you got 13 leads. Let's say you got 8 leads instead. Well, that means you're not going to be paying for 13 leads, obviously, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, sir. So I want to make sure you have a clear understanding for this vertical, and these are numbers we can't play with. Like, this is strictly from Google on here. So here it goes. Put it in, plug it in. So that one is for 13 leads. That's $574 monthly for 13. But I remember even last time we spoke about this is where it's like, okay, John, I want to cap it as specific to that way I'm not going above and beyond all with every month unless it's actually working very well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just want to make sure that we're all clear on the same path here. So far, so good. Does not need a license whatsoever on this one. I'll put in the notes on the account. Keep it for that. If, let's say, best case scenario, this works out, great. We'll keep it the way it is. If it doesn't work, and you're like, you know what, John, you know, I feel like this is not working out too well, let me go and just change it over to, let's say, the Facebook ads and target marketing in that sense, then let me know, and we'll go ahead and make that happen for you, okay?
That'll work. Let me ask you a question about your Facebook ads.
Yes, sir.
Your Facebook ads, you guys know how to manipulate it, so it will only be seen in the areas that I service, right?
100%, yep.
Because I tried that myself, and I didn't do something right, and I was getting calls from, like, Minnesota and places like that, so it went everywhere. So if y'all are doing Facebook ads, they'll be targeted specifically to the areas that are listed in my service area, right?
Yeah, upon signing up, I literally go over that with each customer about that. Each business owner, where I say, hey, we can set it to a mile radius. We can set it to specific zip codes, towns, counties, cities. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That, as long as that's the case, because my thing is, it's more for the customer, because I don't want customers wasting their time calling me from Tennessee, and I don't do work in Tennessee. You know, I have done work in Tennessee, but it was for personal friends of mine who own companies that needed something done, and I went up there and did it. And I got paid very well to do it. So let's try the water damage.
Okay.
How will you know, like, when you send it up, how do you know? Do they just send you something back saying that we need a business license, or we need a license for water mitigation, or how does that work?
I'm going to be completely transparent with you, to be honest. Like, we literally, so most of the time, like 90% of the time, when we look it through, we could see just from on Google Online right there and say, okay, this is what companies will need for this area, like through our system, right? And there's specific type of verticals, such as, you know, the one that we're about to go through, with home inspection, where it's just like, it's oddball. It depends on the state. It's not even the same at every state. So some things might need a license, some things doesn't. For that same vertical, and it's like, wait a minute. Well, if that's the case, then they're going to ask for the license on there. You know, so it's just hit and miss. So it gets to that point where, like, we have to make – what was that?
You just have to send it up to them and see what they say.
Exactly. It's play by ear on that one.
The only concern I have with water damage is the competitiveness. There is a ass load, in my country words, of water mitigation companies out there. I mean, I can probably throw a rock and hit three of them from where I'm standing in my yard right now. So
get out of here, that many.
Yeah, there's a lot. And there's people who do it who you would never even think did it, like my carpet cleaning buddy. You know, he cleans carpet, but yet he's got water damage equipment, and he goes out and dries up people's houses. So more competitive industry. And then, two, I know the power of Serpro. So,
okay.
You know, you're dealing with Serpro, you're dealing with Belfour, you're dealing with Paul
okay.
Davis. Those are three big ones here. ServiceMaster. So, you know, and I understand I'll probably still get calls.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to look out for my dollar is what I'm trying
yeah.
to do. You know, but, I mean, if it works, it works. We'll see how it goes and we can change it later. But
exactly.
What
yeah.
I'm looking at is I, you know, I need more volume. I need more jobs. Like, for example, today, I didn't have a job to do, so I've been home all day. So,
okay.
you know,
yeah,
I've got, you know, and a year ago, we had more work than we could do. And it's not a reputation thing. It's not a lack of doing good work. It's just a lack of this telephone that I'm holding not ringing.
Yeah.
And that's a direct result of whoever is managing my website
and managing my SEO.
Yes, sir.
That's the 100%. Only factor that could be, that could factor into the amount of calls I'm getting.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, I've got buddies in this industry and they're all down a little bit, but they're not down as far as I'm down, you know. So
I see. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. And if, you know, you guys doing Google ads, so the Google ads will be a budget. So you'll say that budget's $250, then you'll spend $250 a month on it, right?
Right. So you set your terms on this one, okay? So I'm giving you how much it costs monthly if you're doing 13 leads, but it's the ball's in your court to say, all right, I need to cap this and say, all right, I only want to spend $250 a month. So how many leads is that, right? Calculate through. I believe it's $44 per lead. So, you know, let's say if it was $250, $44, so you're looking at 5-6 leads, right? So we want to make sure that staying on top of that, so that way it's not going on exceeding your budget. But,
well, you know, five, six leagues in the water down, because you're talking about a field that I'm very well versed in. I've been an estimator. I've been a worker. I know average water damage lead is $3,000. That's your average water damage just from a pipe busting or a sink overflowing. So
there you go.
$44 to me is justifiable for, you know, a base $3,000 job.
There you go, man.
Like I said, I know this because I wrote estimates for water damage for 5 years. That was my job. I was an estimator. And I went to these homes before my crews, and I wrote the estimate for them so I know what they are. Try that. You think you'll know something by tomorrow or maybe today whether or not that's going to fly or what?
I'm pretty sure this is going to fly now. I mean, our team is looking at through it with me here as well, too. So just to make sure, you know, but let me ask you this, too. Just out of curiosity, though, like what it would be your monthly budget for monthly on there? Let's say you get, if it's $574, like that, I guess you can really just budget the way you wanted to, so never mind. I just wanted to make sure I'm looking out for you, man. That's all. I want to make sure.
I mean, so the right direction. What we had going in the other when you had me in the HVAC category, it's five something a month. That's the $199 plus however many leads. I'm good with that. I'm good with a $600 budget a month right now. Because
okay.
That's what I have right now with Home Advisor. I have them set at 600, which I have them turned off right now.
Okay.
They're not sending me any leads because I got a bunch of garbage ones and I can't afford it right now. So as long as we're $600 or under right now for a budget, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Until business picks up, and when business picks up, we can probably raise that.
Okay. All right. Well, even still, I mean, here's the thing. If it's working really well, you have the option to drop off that local bundle part, the $199 off, okay? Once this gets approved, you can talk, you know, toss it if you wanted to as well. But honestly, for the way we were talking about everything, you want to get for all services that you provide, then, and not just that, you know, 2-3 verticals through Google Guarantee, then I highly suggest to keep it. So,
I want to keep the $199 because I want to get leads for everything I do. I don't want to just get leads through the Google Guarantee for water damage. And, you know,
exactly.
I said, water damage turns into everything else I do.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
But, you know, if there's somebody out there that, you know, they've got mold in their shower on their tile that's not a result of an insurance claim water damage, then I still want to get those calls too. And I want to get calls for people that, you know, moved in a new home and they've got allergies and they need the home sanitized and they need the ducts cleaned out, you know. So I want all that, but, you know, like I said, the Google Guarantee thing to me, honestly, is not important. I mean, it is what it is, and if it's going to help me get this done faster, that's fine, you know, and if I see a result from the Google Guarantee, I'll keep it. If not, I'll drop it.
Exactly.
I just need a presence. I need somebody who's going to do what the hell they say they're going to do with my website and with my SEO that are getting me seen and getting me phone calls. Because I can sell work. You know, I'm a salesman by trade.
I mean, I can sell a freaking popsicle to an Eskimo. I'm telling you.
I got it. All right.
So if y'all can get people to call me, I can make money. I'm ringing out, I don't make money.
So, all right, perfect. Well, then we got you going here, man. So I'm leaving notes in the account. I'm putting this, switching this through. Let's see what we got. All right, let's get this phone ringing. Let's get this thing moving in the direction that we need it to already, you know? It's been a little bit.
You might want to send a note to the chick doing the website. I forget her name. Because she had called me again, and she was already going to work on moving it to the home inspector. So you might want to just tell her to hold up on the website for right now.
That's okay. We'll be on top of it here, man. All right. And then also, you'll be able to modify your website yourself too. So I want to make sure you understand that option. Yeah. Once the keys to the car is yours. All right. But, let me jump on this right now, Robert. I'll put it through and send it to our team. Let's get these guys jumping on this right away. Okay.
All right. If you know something tonight, shoot me a text or call me and let me know, and then that way I'll have a little bit of peace of mind about it.
Sounds good. This is going to go through. Yeah, we already checked.
Okay.
You're all set.
All right,
yeah.
Well, I'll just wait to hear from y'all on the next steps.
All right, yes, sir. All right, well, talk to you then, man. You take it easy, Robert.
All right, bro.
Bye-bye.